Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today I'd like to share a rather personal question. And as I do, I'm asking myself the same question. Here it is. Why is it so easy to forget to thank and praise God for His blessings? Which, in reality, is taking the credit ourselves. When Jesus healed 10 lepers, He addressed this tendency, I guess, in all of us, to forget to thank and praise God. Only one of the 10 returned to say thank you. And ironically, he was a Samaritan, a group of people the Jews literally shunned. But here's what happened. Notice Jesus' pointed question.
But one of them, seeing that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice gave glory to God. He fell face down at his feet, thanking him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus said, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Didn't any return to give glory to God except this foreigner?"
Yes, how easy it is to receive God's blessings and never say thank you. We have a very positive illustration of saying thank you to God in the Old Testament. Psalm 20 records a prayer for King David. And then in Psalm 21, we read a song of thanksgiving for answered prayer. We read these words, "Lord, the king finds joy in your strength. How greatly he rejoices in your victory. Be exalted, Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might." So here's the principle to live by, to think about and practice on a daily basis. We should always thank God for his blessings, including specific answers to our prayers.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.